It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the 4th of July. I will share with you some interesting facts about our nation's birthday, and there is one eerie fact I will reveal later in the show. The legal separation of the 13 colonies from Great Britain actually occurred on July 2nd, 1776, when the Second Continental Congress approved the following resolution: that these united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, and that all political connection between us and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. Congress then turned its attention to the Declaration of Independence, principally authored by Thomas Jefferson. Congress debated and revised the Declaration, finally approving it on July 4th. A day earlier, John Adams had written to his wife, Abigail, "The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival." Adams was wrong about the July 2nd date, but right on regarding the celebration. The Declaration of Independence served as a justification of the American Revolution, citing grievances against King George III. But it was also a landmark philosophical statement, affirming that all people have certain natural rights or liberties that cannot be violated. However, the Declaration and all the documents surrounding the birth of our nation suffered one glaring flaw. They did not eliminate slavery. Many of the founding fathers, including Benjamin Franklin, definitely wanted to address this issue, but ultimately decided it was too controversial. They feared it would tear apart the fragile bond amongst the states. It took a civil war and a great president to correct this glaring fault. Following its adoption, the Declaration was read to the public in various American cities. Whenever they heard it, patriots erupted in cheers and celebrations. Now, when the new country began in 1776, the total population was 2.5 million people, or roughly three times the current population of the city of San Francisco alone. In 1777, Philadelphians remembered the 4th of July. Bells were rung, guns fired, candles lighted, and firecrackers set off. However, while the War of Independence dragged on, July 4th celebrations were modest at best. Bell ringing was a part of the July 4th celebrations, but there were technical difficulties during the early celebrations. Originally, there were two versions of the Liberty Bell. At the time of their manufacture, one was found to be defective and had to be melted and recast. The second bell was subsequently also found to be defective. It too had to be melted down and recast, therefore requiring a third version. The third version rang every 4th of July from 1778 to 1835. According to history and tradition, the third bell cracked as it was being tolled for the death of Chief Justice John Marshall, the longest-serving Chief Justice in the Supreme Court. Now for the eerie part about the 4th of July. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both played major roles in the Continental Congress and in the drafting of the Declaration of Independence. Adams was selected president after Washington, and Jefferson was his vice president. Adams served one term and was succeeded by Jefferson. The two patriots had a falling out over politics and did not restore their relationship until late in their lives. The eerie thing is that these two founding fathers, these two literal creators of the 4th of July, both died on the very same day. You guessed it, the 4th of July, 1826. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.